Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio, and I'm also with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. I'm waiting for the guest to call in. You know, this is something that happens because life gets in the way of life, and we just have things happen. But how does that frustrate you and disallow you from moving forward in life? And that's what happens. You know, you can get mad and frustrated, but everything goes on and we will move forward in life. But as I open up to seeing that life doesn't always go according to plan, it's almost like there's another plan for you out there, and if it doesn't think you're going on the right path, it's going to open a door and make you take a left turn to somewhere else and do something else. And move forward and do it. Anyway, and that's what this is. Life is about the unexpected and being able to open your eyes to moving forward while the unexpected happens. And how is something that's unexpected that you thought was really, really challenging actually turned out to be really, really good in your life? And as you move forward to do this, life becomes more energetic for everybody. And that's what I'm really starting to understand, because when I start understanding life, life becomes more entertaining for my fame and fortune and allows me to move forward in a lot of ways. It's, you know, it's allowing people to move forward to do different things. And as we move forward, we let go of being interlocked and intertwined in yesterday. And that's where I see the world is really, really falling down, is we're still stuck in yesterday trying to live today. But as I open up to this, you know, it isn't anybody's challenge you have in life. It's your challenges. And your challenges and everything in your life is unique to you. And how are you sleek, unique, and really opening up? And that's what my books do on my Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. My books are written in poetry. I really want to talk about poetry and rhymes, and we're just going to have live tonight, because you can set up the things, everybody have the best intentions, but things go haywire and go, they just do. And anyway, but it's about our communication with each other is where this is. When you're willing to communicate with yourself, you're willing to communicate with the world. And that's kind of where things expand and come together and do different things. And that's something is, I had to write that down because that just come to me. But life is a game, is an ambling gamble to do everything you choose to do and make life become more entertaining and forthright for yourself. And that's what life is. It's about an entertaining extravaganza. But we come on this fast-paced world with all the cars, transportation. How do we forget to step back and see the scenery of life? And as you see the scenery in life, what are you afraid of in life? Life is about living in the moment. and it allows you to gamble with your life. But I don't talk about being life as a casino, but life is a casino. There's different bells and whistles going off all the time. There's as much good in anybody's life as there is bad when they open up to understand what is happening. And that's where we are today. We're so afraid to live, we forget to enjoy life. But when you stop thinking that the world is such a bad place, you start opening your mind to the world is a good place. And life is the greatest gamble there ever was. It says it's all a gamble. It's about being the poker-faced guru in your game of life. World can deal you anything it chooses, but how are you choosing to engage in it? And how are you afraid to allow it to happen and be a good thing for you? That is something that's quite unique, isn't it? We become afraid of who we are. We become afraid of life. But life deals and wheels because life moves at the speed of light. We measure it in years and months. And we measure time, but really we live life at the speed of light. When you open up to understand, that's really how fast it is. So how old do you think you really are? But we slow it down. But it's our training that life is slow and by the year, but no. Life is a mystical, magical extravaganza right now. And, you know, I enjoy this so much, this game of life, because it's about really entertaining everything. And when life gambles on you, how are you afraid to accept life's gamble, your dreams gamble? But anyway, how does that make you feel when you hear that? When God took it, you took a gamble on this journey, and God took a gamble on you, how are you afraid to engage in the gamble of yourself? And that is kind of where life begins and ends and everything happens. And we really open up to a new premise in everyday life. But what's the premise that you're so afraid of that you won't engage in? And that's something I'm really starting to understand, is it's about being willing to step forward. And that's where I'm at in my life, really. I'm going to be upfront and honest with you. It's time for me to take a step forward and really step into who I am and what's going on, and to be free in every way. But life doesn't give us that unearthly challenge. It gives the spiritual challenge to engage your spirit to move your life forward. And when I open up this to myself, I really start loving life, because the only one I can latch on to anything is me. And I choose not to do that anymore. I choose to really expand my sand to understand I can. But it isn't about that. It's about how I expand other people through my expansion is where life is lived. But basically, your persona is your best marketing tool. And what you say, how you interact when you're willing to listen. And that is where we're at, and that's what we're doing today. But we're having fun in it, and we engage in it every day, and we really open up to what is going on. But as we sit here and you relax and you let yourself catch up, how are you so busy trying to be everything you can't be nothing at all? And it's really about engaging in that self and doing the things that really have to be chosen to do. So what is it that makes you fear the most? And how do you fear yourself more than anything in the world? And that is where I'm at today. And as I do this, and I really understand that life begins when you choose to engage in that inner stage and be yourself and live your freedom and allows yourself the chance to move forward and do things. To just allow it to happen and be fun and free in every way, to live in the moment. But it isn't about the moment. It's about the series of moments that you expand through. And as I see life at the speed of light, how am I afraid to engage in my life to live in that moment? And that's what happens every day in every way is it's when we choose to engage in that moment of success. When we step into something that just makes us really quiver on the inside and makes people shake their heads that you're crazy, how is that the moment you stepped into your real flair and your real debonair extravaganza? That is kind of where I'm at in life right now. Because life is nothing but a big, fun game for me. And it doesn't mean you have to do anything. It's about really allowing different things to happen, to transpire in every way. So what is it that you're afraid to experience in life and let things happen and do things? And let life really begin to be the fun it's supposed to be, because we've been taught all through life that everything has got to be a super, super hard challenge, and all it's got to be is fun. And that's kind of where we're at in all of this. And what I'm really starting to understand is The only one I really can get myself wrought up over some things, and I really don't like getting wrought up, but you know, sometimes when things are just going wrong, and I mean not really wrong, but they're just a constant challenge, every once in a while you just got to back up and say, what the heavens going on here, and stop and let the world slow down so you can slow down enough to understand what is happening in your life. And there's nothing wrong with slowing down and letting the world come to you. And that is the way it is, because that's the patience within yourself. And I'm learning, I'm expanding into that. And do I have a long way to go? Oh, yeah. Very much a long, long ways to go. But here's something else. Life is a long journey, because the spiritual expansion started at the beginning of time and it's worked its way. And that's why the subliminal mind remembers everything. And you got some of that, and all the stuff you've encountered is ingrained somewhere in your DNA, in your land, and stuff like that. It's all coded. It's really about uncoding the DNA to move your life forward. And that really, when you understand that, you really start being more forthright with yourself and honest with yourself. And how would it feel to be honest with myself? I am honest with me. So that way you can honor the Christ within and everything within you. And that really expands the sand to understand I can. And that's where the poetry comes in, because you can really be on, you can really get into poetry, because poetry goes right through the gatekeeper into the subconscious mind. And the fastest way to do it is with a rhyme. And that's because the subconscious mind is relaxed in rhymes and opens up a bold new way to experience life in a grand old way. And as I do this, I'm really realizing that life becomes more fair when I'm in the flare of who I am. Because life is fair. It just meets your, it matches your vibrational vision. And that's what life matches in the outer world. And so what are your vision? You got to use a vision to fissure the indecision in people's lives. And we really are an indecisive and an insecure world right now, because we're really in the I don't know of what is going on. But are we in that? Or are we in the expansion of life and there's a whole new premise to play? Because I love the game of life. It's really about striving in your daily moment to really set free everything. And it's really about having fun. And we forgot to how, I think the world has forgotten how to have fun and enjoy life. And I really do believe that, because we're too afraid of what somebody else will think if we're having fun, or they'll think we've done something wrong. Really, having fun is when you're right with yourself. It's really about letting go of thinking life is a gamble and open up to realize life is the funnest game there is out there. And there will always be fun. But where are you afraid to have fun? Where are you afraid to let go and be you? You always got to be under control. That's kind of where I'm at in my life sometimes. I really don't like control, because it makes me, it actually is a fear, but I really love engaging in the game of life and in a free-spirited way. But the free spirit will always win out, because free sets your inner self into a curious innovation and allows you to do things you didn't think you could do. But that's the thing. When you think you can do it, you can't. When you understand you can do it, you energize the woo to do, the hoop to do, the woo to do it, and have a lot of fun doing it. That is where life becomes totally free and engaging. So where in life do you become locked and blocked when you're choosing to have fun and stuff like that? But it isn't the fun we're having. It's the fun we're encompassing. And that's where my books and my CDs and everything come in. Because it's about that engagement and having that fun within yourself, and to really allow the life to be the one you choose. But how's your life dictated to you by outside sources? And allow yourself everything to experience everything you choose. That's quite an interesting thing. Because when it comes down to it, it's about us engaging. And I'm also getting ready to release the Visionary Vocabulary. But Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, Flow in the Glow, and My Visionary I Am are quite unique books also. They really do engage that inner sage within yourself and allow something to open up and be a bold new way in your life. And as I say this, life is opening up for me because I'm choosing to engage in my dream of expanding people's lives. And I've actually developed something called I Expand Through Life with a Forward-Looking Attitude. And that really, really unlocks and unleashes a lot of stuff. How would it feel to expand through life with a forward-looking attitude? And really sit there and watch what's happening in your life. And be free to say it's okay to be me. And let all the stuff you don't think you can do transpire. Without a lot of desire. Instead, you light the fire. To let your freedom roll and your freedom ramp up. But how do you stop and really wonder how good your life can be, but then that inner and tail ender step up and really grab a hold of you and stop letting you go forward? And they really, really disengage you from your focus. And is that what happens in the world right now? Is the world unsure of where to go and how to do it? We're realizing, and we're coming to grips, realizing that the corporate world is being featured in a bold way. And that is something, that really, really embellishes us. In a new way. How can you embellish your inner will and really show that to the world? And that's something we have. The world is waiting for us to do, is show the world that we're really ready. And really ready to move forward in our lives. What is the biggest fear you encompass about enjoying everything you know and everything you do? But when you just stop engaging in that, what happens to you? And how do you stop moving forward? And that is really, really where life is lived and life is engaged in such a bold new way that we really have a fear of letting go of fear. We love fear because we know fear. But however, to understand the stalwart savvy, we're unsure because we never had to endure that before. And it's all about that. It's about engaging. And you can go to my website, and I got a book called Fear is My Friend. It's cowboy-wisdom.com. And it really will open up to some other new stuff within. But it really engages you in fear because it speaks about fear as my friend, expanding astute revelation. Holiday Wisdom is a book I wrote. It's all about the holidays. Flow in the Glow is just a rhyming book, and it really opens up. And my visionary I am is, because I am a visionary, but my visionary I am unlocks the blocks to send me on a tour of the world and allows me to play. You go to my website, cowboy-wisdom.com, or you can go to amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson and read my books and really move forward and enjoy life. Because it's when you let go of what you know, you open up to understand to expand into your sire desires. To allow the fire within to be your leader of your life. And that is where life really becomes interesting, because when you ask, you're going to start getting engaged. And things will start to really, really open you up and really put forth the learning lesson you desire and have fun doing it. But God has a purpose and a plan to go with your purpose and plan. And He's going to guide you on the way. And actually, challenges aren't a challenge. They're blocked off pathways. And that is what the challenges are. And I had to write that down. And that's why there was a lapse there. Me and multitasking don't work. But my website, I have interesting stuff. And if you read my stuff, it's going to open your eyes, your mind's eye, and your heart at the same time. And that is where life is really, really lived and really enjoyed for me. And we're down to 90 seconds. And what is, if you could do one thing in the world, what would you do? But here's the thing. If you could, what do you choose to experience in that one time in your life that will really expand you and allow you to live your sire desires and move forward in your life? And we're down to the last minute. And I really appreciate all the listeners and everything that happens on Cowboy Wisdom NLR Radio. And I thank you for all the personal growth this has allowed me, because this is how I've expanded and learned to articulate because of what I do here on the radio show. And everybody is great people. And I thank you all for being the listeners and all the archive listeners, everybody, the guests. It's all been one really opportunistic ride for me, because I love the game we play, because we're going to play it for high pay. Because our prayers answer yes, our yeses. So anyway, everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next week.